A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, and for Chaya Bat Shani, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeev Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects that we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is Donald Trump now formally cutting an agreement with the left-wing Democrats, with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, to grant amnesty to millions of DACA illegal aliens and their families. And the second subject we want to discuss is how Bibi Netanyahu, Naftali Bennett, and the other politicians in power in Israel have broken every single promise that they made to the people of Israel. Every single promise. And why our appeal to the voters in Israel is going to be a very simple one. Our appeal is going to be, don't you want a leader who, for a change, keeps his promises, tells the truth and keeps his promises, like Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party? But first we're going to discuss Donald Trump. We told you that his talk of being tough on illegal immigrants and his talk about securing the border and building a wall, that all of this was baloney. We warned you over and over again that this guy was always a left-wing Democrat, that he gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Clinton campaigns and gave $500,000 to the Clinton Foundation, that all his life he has given money and strongly supported and praised Schmuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Anthony Weiner and Charlie Rangel and de Blasio, the mayor of New York, he supported him. I mean, this is a guy who was always a left-wing Democrat. Now, it's not that Donald Trump has any real philosophy. He doesn't have any real philosophy. Donald Trump is only for Donald Trump. He only cares about Donald Trump. He has no interest in America. He talks about America first. He grabbed that slogan because he knows how to market a slogan demagogically. But the fact is, Donald Trump is for Trump first and for Trump family first. And so he'll sell out the American people in 2 minutes. And this is what we warned you about. So we warned you that on the issue of illegal aliens and the issue of this tremendous demographic threat to the future of the United States, Ted Cruz was the only candidate being honest. He was the only candidate who would have taken action on this issue. He ran on building a wall on the Mexican border. He ran on that way before Donald Trump ever got involved in running for office. When Ted Cruz first ran for the Senate in 2012 in Texas, he ran on building a wall on the southern border. So this has always been part of Ted Cruz's platform. But anyway, I'm just going to show you, first of all, one of the many commercials we showed you during the campaign, where we warned people over and over again that Trump was lying to you. Watch this commercial from JTF that ran during the Republican primaries last year.
Donald Trump is skipping the last debate before the Iowa caucuses. Why? Trump can't handle tough questions, like why he'd let millions of illegal immigrants stay in America and even supports a pathway to citizenship.
You have to give them a path and you have to make it possible for them to succeed. You have to do that.
How do you throw somebody out that's lived in this country for 20 years? So, you just can't throw everybody out.
And why does Trump support amnesty? Maybe because Trump makes big money off illegal immigrants. A federal court ruled that Trump's company hired illegal immigrants to help the construction process for Trump Tower. He even paid $1 million fine. And his new hotel in Washington?
The Washington Post interviewed about 15 laborers at the D.C. hotel site, reporting that many revealed they had entered the U.S. illegally.
Amnesty for illegal immigrants. Big money for himself. Can conservatives trust Donald Trump? Our principals pack is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Do you want to save the United States of America? Do you want to help save Israel? Do you want to know the truth? Then join us at JewsForCruise.com. You don't have to be Jewish to join.
You know, when Donald Trump says, you can't expel these people, they've been here 20 years, you can't just separate people from their families, you've got to give them a path to citizenship. When he makes all of these statements, when he tweets that he supports the Gang of Eight amnesty bill, I don't know if you saw that in the commercial because it came up pretty quickly, but he supported the Gang of Eight amnesty bill of Marco Rubio and all the other Schmuck Schumer and all the other amnesty senators. He gave money, by the way, to all eight senators that pushed for amnesty, that pushed for a bill granting amnesty to all 20 million illegal aliens in America. Trump supported that bill. He tweeted that he supported that bill in 2013, and he gave money to all eight senators who sponsored the bill. And he opposed people who were against amnesty. That was Trump's history. Then he decides to run for president and does a complete 180, changes everything that he stood for his whole life. His whole life he has stood for the illegal aliens, he stood for open borders, he has supported left-wing Democrats. He, of course, was always pro-abortion, pro-gay, you name it. I mean, he took the left-wing positions on issue after issue. Always did. And then, all of a sudden, he runs for president. He realizes he's got to get the Republican nomination, so he knows he can't run on those positions and get the Republican nomination. So he switches, and he claims that he's going to take a tough position. He's going to take a tough position on illegal immigration, and he's going to build a wall, and Mexico's going to pay for it. I mean, how could people be so stupid as to believe this, when you look at Trump's history, when you look at what a pathological liar he is? I mean, how could people be so dumb? And now, what is he doing? He made an agreement this week. He meets with Schmuck Schumer, and he meets with Nancy Pelosi, and he makes an agreement to give complete amnesty to all the DACA. That's 800,000 people have applied under DACA for amnesty, 800,000 illegal aliens. And because of family reunification laws, and because of what DACA itself says in the legislation, that extends to 800,000 families. This is not just 800,000 illegal aliens. This is as if that's not enough. I mean, that's terrible. But this is beyond that. This is them and all of their families, all of their extended families. It's called family reunification. This is just complete insanity. So Donald Trump is giving amnesty, legal, codified amnesty. He's writing it, he wants to put it into law, something which Obama could never get passed. For millions of illegal aliens, it's going to be law now. We're going to have comprehensive amnesty legislation passed for the first time in over 30 years. Obama never could have gotten this passed in the Republican Congress. Even Bush tried to get it through. Remember George W. Bush, who was another amnesty animal. George W. Bush tried to get amnesty passed and couldn't get it passed. The one president who is able to get it done now is Donald Trump, because he pretended that he was tough on this issue, and because his supporters are so blind and so stupid that they'll continue to follow him right off a cliff, even as he does the opposite of everything he promised to do in the campaign. He's doing the opposite now. There is no question that he's worse than Obama. There is no question that he's worse than Hillary Clinton on this issue. No question. Hillary Clinton, not that Hillary Clinton and Obama don't want amnesty, they also wanted amnesty. They're also two pigs who wanted amnesty. There's no question about that. But they could never get it passed. They couldn't get an amnesty bill passed in the Republican Congress. There was no chance. Only Trump can do it. Because Trump will have the unanimous support of the Democrats, and he'll have enough Republicans crossing over to get it through. That's the nightmare. That's what we warned you about. We warned you that having a president like that is the worst nightmare, because he's going to stab you in the back, and he's doing it. He already did it on the budget bill. He passed the budget. Again, remember, he's been president now for 8 months, okay? Now we have, for this year, we now have a full budget under Trump that has been passed. It's now a full budget, now for a whole year, because he's... The government is now funded until December. So for the whole first year of Trump's presidency, we have a budget with higher spending levels than you had under Obama or Bush or Clinton or any other president. He has increased federal spending way above the rate of inflation, way above the rate of his predecessors. He's increased federal spending just to get a quick deal with the Democrats. And I mean, he's cutting deals left and right with all of these people, with the people that he always supported. Look, he gave money. He contributed to their campaigns. He supported Pelosi. He supported Schumer. He supported all these left-wing Democrats. And he praised them. He always praised them. He always praised Nancy Pelosi. We showed you interviews that he did where he praised Nancy Pelosi, where he praised Hillary Clinton. He said Hillary Clinton would be a great president. He said Hillary Clinton was a great Secretary of State. And you still didn't get it. You were willing to vote for somebody that with that history, and you didn't realize what the hell is this? You said, oh, I'd never vote for Ted Cruz because his wife worked for Goldman Sachs. Yeah, his wife worked for Goldman Sachs, but his whole agenda was against the agenda of Goldman Sachs. Now Trump's whole administration is Goldman Sachs. His Secretary of the Treasury, Mnuchin, is a self-hating Jew, intermarried, assimilated piece of subhuman garbage from Goldman Sachs. Gary Cohen, the head of his economic advisors, another subhuman, self-hating, intermarried, assimilated piece of garbage. He runs the economic policies for the Trump administration. Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil. I mean, you can't get more swamp and more establishment than that. Mattis and I mean, all of them. All of them, every single person, all the key people in his administration are all the worst establishment people. They are people that would have been very comfortable and very happy serving under Hillary Clinton. By the way, about half the people that I'm telling you about in his cabinet, who were the most powerful people in his administration, supported Hillary Clinton. He brought them into his administration. They supported Hillary Clinton just as he did. Just as until he ran for president, he also was a supporter of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. And so now what you're getting is Obama was unable to do this. Obama issued an executive order granting amnesty to the DACA illegals. He issued an executive order. The courts were ruling against him. The courts stopped him because you can't do it by executive order. You can't. You can't. The president doesn't have the executive authority to do it on his own. He has to go to the Congress. He has to go to the legislative branch to do it. And the courts ruled against him. He had several court rulings against him. And so Obama was unable to do this. He was unable to get this done. Trump is getting it done for Obama. Now, I ask you, which is worse? Obama issuing an executive order that's blocked by the courts, trying to get amnesty passed in the Congress, but blocked by a Republican majority in the Congress, and therefore they don't get amnesty. That's Obama, and that's Hillary Clinton. Would have been the same situation. Hillary Clinton was in the same spot as Obama. That's one thing. The alternative is Donald Trump, Donald Duck. Donald Duck passing a law so that now nobody can change. It's a law. It's not just an executive order. Now he's getting Congress to put it into law. And now nobody will be able to do anything about it. It's over. It's over if this becomes law. That's it. He's getting it passed into law. That's not worse. Ann Coulter, who so fanatically and blindly supported Trump, now says that she wants him impeached. She now says that he's the worst nightmare possible, and she says she wants him impeached. And of course, this is temporary. She'll forgive and forget until he does the next disaster. I mean, that's what these people are all about. But now she says she wants him impeached. She says he's terrible. And all the other people are criticizing him. But, you know, they criticize him for one night, and then the next night, Sean Hannity, for instance, that whore, criticize him for one night, and then the next night they're defending him again. So, I mean, this is all, you know, they can't get over it, they can't get out of it. And what this means is that America is finished. If America doesn't wake up fast, America is finished. Finished. Kaput. That's the end of this country. And Donald Trump will be the one who will have buried America even more than Obama, even more than Clinton, even more than Bush. Okay, all of them also, there's no question, all of them were traitors. All of them contributed to the downfall of America. That there's no question about. But Donald Duck contributes to it far more quickly. And while he's implementing left-wing policies, and while he's getting laws passed for amnesty and other bad things, and big budget increases and other things that Obama only dreamed of doing, could never do, and Hillary Clinton would only dream of doing, or she could never get it done. While he's getting all this done, because only a Republican president like Trump could get a Republican Congress to go along with this madness, while Trump is getting all that done, he's also discrediting the conservative movement and discrediting the Republican Party. And the Republican Party deserves to be discredited. He's destroying the Republican Party. It deserves to be destroyed. They nominated a pig like this. They deserve to be destroyed. And you people who voted for him, you're about to get terrible punishment. You're about to see a nightmare occur in this country, and there'll be no turning back once the third world people become a majority in America, which is happening very quickly. It's too late. There's nothing you could do at that point. And you're about to get that, and you deserve it. You deserve it. You didn't listen, and you were evil and stubborn. You didn't care, and you deserve it. And you didn't care about Israel and God's people, so God is going to punish you. You didn't care that Trump was anti-Israel and that Ted Cruz, as an evangelical Christian, was pro-Israel and was a genuine friend of Israel and the Jews. That didn't care. That issue you didn't even care about, because most of you were anti-Semites too. And so you're going to get all the bad things. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. You're about to get it. Unless people wake up very fast and there's some miraculous upheaval and people wake up very fast, it's over. It's over if people don't wake up fast. And Trump is the one who's going to bury this country. Now we move on to Israel, where we have Trump-like phonies in power as well. We also have the phony right in power in Israel. Bibi Netanyahu, Naftali Bennett. The same story, by the way. The phony right does more harm in Israel than the open left. Over 90% of the retreats from the land of Israel since the 1967 Six-Day War did not take place under left-wing governments. They took place under the phony right governments of the Likud. Okay? Retreat from the Sinai, the expulsion in Gush Katif. I mean, the really big retreats, most of them took place. The Y agreements, the retreat from Hebron. Most of these retreats took place under Likud governments. And still people don't get it. Bibi and Bennett and Lieberman and all the leaders of the phony right in Israel have broken every single promise they made to the people of Israel. If the people of Israel are happy that hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are flooding into their cities, and that 70% of South Tel Aviv now are African illegal aliens, 70% of the population of South Tel Aviv are African illegal aliens, not to mention the other illegal aliens. If they're happy with that, then they should continue voting Likud and Jewish Home Party and Israel's Our Home Party and all these other phony right parties. But if they want to change, if they understand what's going on and they want to change, that's where Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party comes in. We're going to do everything we can to warn the people of Israel, to try to get Moshe Feiglin in the Knesset, at least so that there'll be a voice. He's not going to become prime minister. He's not going to win enough seats to become prime minister. You've got to win enough seats to form a government in Israel. That's how it works in Israel. You don't run directly for prime minister, you just run for seats. There are 120 seats in the Knesset in the Israeli parliament. You try to win as many of the 120 seats as you can. You got to win at least four to get in. I don't know if he's going to get even the minimum four that you have to get. If you don't get at least four, you're out. You're out. You get zero. So I don't know if he's even going to get the minimum threshold of four that he needs. I have no idea. I have no idea. It's going to be a tough fight. But we're going to try. We're going to try and do everything we can to convince the people of Israel to support him. That's what we're doing, and we're trying to wake people up in Israel. I do see that when people see our videos, and you know we've gotten hundreds of thousands of views on our videos in Hebrew, when people see our videos, I do think that it influences a certain number of those people. How much, whether or not they remember, whether or not they'll change again when they see all the news and all the other brainwashing, whether or not it's enough, I don't know the answer to that. We're going to find out. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that we're obligated to try. I know we're obligated to try, and I know that we have woken some people up in Israel. And I do know that some people in Israel are starting to imitate Feiglin's positions on the issues. You have certain people like Smotrich, who's a Knesset member from the Jewish Home Party. He's suddenly saying that we should pay the Arabs compensation to leave, which of course is the Feiglin program. All of a sudden, you have certain people imitating what Feiglin has stood for all along. You see that happening more and more. Because his ideas are brilliant and original and ingenious. of course, we don't. That's not good enough, and we don't trust them, and their promises and their proposals go nowhere because they're phony. And as soon as the election's over, they break their promises. But you see already that he's having an impact, and people are already copying some of the things that he says. He's having an impact already on the way people think in Israel and on the way the politicians react in Israel. You can imagine what the impact would be if he actually got just four seats he would win if he passed the threshold, 4 seats out of 120 seats. But it would give him a voice, it would give him a platform. Of course, we'd like him to win more than 4 seats, but realistically, let's say he gets the minimum. Let's say he just gets 4 seats. God willing that he gets at least that. Let's say he gets that. Then we have a voice telling the truth for a change. That's what we're fighting for. That's what we're pushing for. That's what we need in Israel. And JTF says things that Feiglin can't say. See, we're doing for Feiglin what the independent expenditure groups and others do for candidates in America. We're running the same type of campaign for Feiglin. He can't say the things JTF can say. We're doing an independent campaign on his behalf to help him to buttress whatever he does as part of his official campaign. And I think if he wins, we'll be an important part of that. What we're doing, I think, will be an important part of whatever votes he gets, you know, if he wins. And again, it's very possible, God forbid, but it's very possible we won't make it. We won't be able to get the minimum votes we need to get the 4 seats. It's, by the way, the 4 seats come to 3.25% of the total vote. He's got to get 3.25% of the total Israeli vote. That's not easy for a brand new minor party just starting out to get 3.25% of the vote when all the voters think, oh, I might be wasting my vote and I want to vote for the big parties and I want to, you know, that's very hard to do, get 3.25%. That's a lot of support for a brand new underfunded minor party to get. That's quite a difficult thing to do, but we're hoping he'll get it because, again, I do see certain people are beginning to support him and like what he's saying. We'll see. I don't know if we'll succeed, but we're going to do everything we can. Wasn't JTF right about Trump? Wasn't JTF right about Netanyahu? We're right on America, we're right on Israel. This is the movement to be part of. This is where the action is, especially if you want to save Israel. If you want to save Israel and the Jewish people from terrible tragedy, this is where you got to be active. This is what this is where you got to help, because we're the only ones telling the truth, and Feiglin is also telling the truth, but we're promoting him now independently with a real strong message of truth. If you really want to save Israel and the Jewish people, this is where the action is. Together, if we fight as a team, if everyone who sees this video and all the people that are with us in our English language movement, our Hebrew language movement, if we all fight together as a team, we can change history. We can make a difference. It really is up to us. Join with us. Fight with us. Help us financially as much as you can. Help us promote by promoting our videos and our websites. Let's fight together to make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.